When we meet other ways, not always were we sure that they were roads at all, for they be neglect and light snow have fallen. The horses know, and they only. I give rein to them, and they go on so patient. By and by we find all the things which Jonathan have note in that wonderful diary of him. Then we go on for long, long hours and hours. At the first, I tell Madamina to sleep. She try, and she succeed. She sleep all the time. Till at the last, I feel myself too suspicious grow and attempt to wake her. But she sleep on, and I may not wake her, though I try. I do not wish to try too hard, lest I harm her. For I know that she have suffered much, and sleep at times be all in all to her. I think I drowse myself, for all of a sudden I feel guilt, as though I have done something. I find myself bolt up, with the reins in my hand, and the good horses go along jog, jog, just as ever. I look down, and find Madam Mina still asleep. It is now not far off sunset time, and over the snow the light of the sun flow in big yellow flood, so that we throw great long shadow on where the mountain rise so steep. For we are going up and up, and all is, oh, so wild and rocky, as though it were the end of the world. Then I arouse Madam Mina. This time she wake with not much trouble, and then I try to put her to hypnotic sleep. But she sleep not, being as though I were not. Still I try and try, till all at once I find her and myself in dark. So I look round and find that the sun have gone down. Madam Mina laugh, and I turn and look at her. She is now quite awake, and looks so well as I never saw her since that night at Carfax when we first entered the Count's house. I am amazed, and not at ease then. But she is so bright and tender and thoughtful for me that I forget all fear. I light a fire, for we have brought supply of wood with us, and she prepare food while I undo the horses and set them tethered in shelter to feed. Then, when I return to the fire, she have my supper ready. I go to help her, but she smile and tell me that she have eat already, that she was so hungry that she could not wait. I like it not, and I have grave doubts, but I fear to affright her, and so I am silent of it.